Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here, Fightful.com. It is December 4th. Can you believe it?
Thank God. December 4th. It needs to be like February 4th. That'd be cool.
I mean, I screw up the dates all the time on this show, so I mean, it's not that long before I say it is. We're here to review WWE SmackDown. We'll find an excuse to talk about Sting, just because. I mean,
just
pull
the mask out. Just
do you have it around? Do you have it handy?
Yeah. It's always
winter around, is man. Coming.
I don't have my pieces of paper that I had on the distraction.
I just need another 20,000 views on a show. You know what I mean? You're doing numbers. I'm doing numbers. It's a good time. It's a good time. Everybody's doing numbers except for Sasha Banks' dog.
Yeah, we're burying that dog. The distraction is just we're much bigger stars than Sasha Banks and her dog.
I'll get the plugs out of the way, guys. Jeremy interviewed Luther this week. Didn't interview him. They had a discussion with Luther. They played TEW today. They had a great episode of The Distraction yesterday that's doing really great numbers. But we had a bunch of interviews this week. Alley Cat and Jordan Oliver. Jordan Oliver, a 21-year-old prodigy from MLW, talks to me about Jimmy Rave, about Too Cold Scorpio, his MLW contract, GCW, about how he got heat for wrestling in GCW at one point. Then we had Alex Gracia on Monday. Probably would have held off some of these interviews till next week if I had the choice, but we didn't. And oh, by the way, Shotzi Blackheart on Tuesday as well. I just want to specify, I got that interview out before Denise Salcedo did. So check these out, guys. There's just a ton of stuff. Listen, your boy blew up. Jimmy let me have it for thinking that, and you, Jeremy.
Because I said that Tyson probably took an edible before that fight.
Oh my God. Apparently he
did. I don't know if it was an edible or what he took, but I thought he took an edible. All right?
We just got so much. FightfulWrestling.com is the place to be. We have a great tab up at the top. It says exclusives. Why don't you click that? There's a lot of cool stuff there. Maybe you want to check on the rosters and all that stuff. We've got the resources section. It is a very valuable tool. We're updating those every single day. And if you guys leave a thumbs up, it would really help us out. We are on YouTube.com/Fightful, as well as other platforms. But you can send a super chat, get your question or statement right on the air, like Trevor L, who said, the butter disregard for the old dude.
I saw that on Monday. You guys are burying Christmas, burying people in the chat, just burying everybody on Monday.
Oh, I got something for that. Tune in Monday. And we will see the burial of Denise the Grinch Salcedo.
That's fine.
The complete burial. Donate those super chats, guys. It really helps us out. Evan Wright says, Sean, how does it feel to be on the show with such a big star in the Jeremy Lambert big time draw? Also love the Alley Cat interview. She's awesome.
How does it feel to be on this show with me, Sean? This is my show. I should start doing the introduction and everything.
All sarcasm aside, I'm not surprised that your show is doing really well. I'm surprised it took so long. It took you a full year. It took you a full Luther calendar year to do this?
Sometimes, you know, the cream will rise to the top. It'll rise somewhere. The cream will just rise.
And if you want the cream to rise to your cock, check out bluechew.com, code Fightful. That's right. If you want that cream to rise, but you want it to rise on your schedule and not prematurely, if you know what I'm saying, check out bluechew.com. You know, maybe you don't have a year. Maybe you need that ding dong to be ready for the holiday season. Bluechew.com has you covered. Brings you the same chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. But my God, it's a chewable, so it's ready when you are. And it's prescribed online. It ships straight to your door. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line at the doctor. They work with Blue Chew affiliated physicians online to get you the active ingredient that you need. I can't tell you how handy that is, guys. You all do not need to be going out right now. I've said it over and over and over again. Stay safe. Use Blue Chew. Blue Chew will keep you safe and it'll keep you happy. It'll keep her happy as well. Use that code Fightful at bluechew.com. Get your first shipment free. What a deal. What a deal. My God.
Steal and a deal.
It is. And hit them up at Blue Chew on Twitter and just say, heard about you via Fightful. And I want the cream to rise to my cock. Thanks, Jeremy. That's probably a record for the quickest Blue Chew.
You finally, look, I'm dishing out assists. All right. That's what the point guard does. Just running the offense, dishing the assist. Finally got the shirt. Everyone go to Fightful.com/shop. That's a link. Right?
Or shop.fightful.com works okay. Too.
That one too. Get the shirt. That's what really took so long. I needed the shirt. You give me my shirt 6 months ago. Views would have hit much sooner.
Yeah, it's just that shirt. Evan Wright says, winter came this week, and if you want to as well, use bluechew.com, code Fightful. Oh, man.
We got hoodies. We got hoodies. Get hoodie season. Point guard hoodies.
That's true. Hey, I've got shirts up there, too. I told Jeremy off the air that I was going to pull a Hogan and just have them ring up as Dong Lord shirts every time.
You didn't say that off the air. You literally tweeted that.
And like you get royalties. I don't. As per my contract, I don't. Like, it just cuts back into my salary. You get the royalties.
Yeah, so buy your point guard merch so I can get more money.
Well, Matthew Makovsky, a.k.a. Old Dude, says, as always, Roman delivered. Roman and Owens are fire. Hell of a way to kick off the show. The camera work in this opening segment was masterful. Roman Reigns is like criticizing Kayla Braxton and saying that Heyman goes to bat for her and says all these good things about her from talking smack. I like how he's integrating that in. And like, we see Heyman getting along with her on camera. Why not? I thought this was really great stuff. And when he's talking about Jey Uso, you see Uso over his shoulder reacting. Amazing stuff continues. Why can't they do this with other stuff, Jeremy?
Because no one else has the kind of control that Heyman and Roman have of this kind of stuff. That's why they can't do this with everybody. As always, Roman, tremendous. Paul Heyman, tremendous. Jey Uso continues to be tremendous in this role as well. Yes, you pointed out the camera work, the facials. I've said it for weeks now. When Roman's in the background doing facial expressions, Heyman, I still love Heyman that he is just there and like scared to death of Roman Reigns. He always sells that Roman is the top guy in this. He is just what's he call himself? The special counsel to the tribal chief. He stays in the background. He is scared of Roman. He bows to Roman. Love that with Heyman. And again, just tremendous stuff by these three. I don't like talking about good stuff. All I can say is it's good. What fun is that?
Yeah, I actually love talking about the good stuff. Like Wednesday was just a joy. We were over the moon talking about this stuff. We did an hour plus on just AEW Wednesday.
That was a fantastic show.
It was just so much fun, man. And Sarah Jane Deegan, a.k.a. Six Names Deegan, says, love the Roman stuff. He's such a gentleman. So this was amazing. Roman ain't scared of anybody, but they found a way for him to cower without being a coward. It's so uniquely heel. Kevin Owens comes out. He calls Jey Uso his bus boy. Amazing. I like to think of him as Andy Milonakis in the movie Waiting. It's Nick and T-Dog. That's what Jimmy and Jey Uso are going to be. They're going to be his Nick and T-Dog. doing whippets in the freezer. Oh, man. And Kevin Owens is calling him a bitch. He wants him in a TLC match. And I'm pumped for that. I can't wait for it. Owens has no chance. But I don't care. The angle's good. The journey's good. I see this in AEW all the time. Matthew Mikofsky says, I'm just going to leave y'all if you don't stop calling me old dude. You have You have an identity on this show, Matthew Mikofsky. You should be happy that you're old dude. There are people who have begged for nicknames on this show. You don't see Seven Names Deegan over here complaining about it. I said, why you got so many first names? She said, lay off, I'm Irish.
Matthew has a crush on me from what I've been told.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, good job.
Jeremy, yeah, nothing for that. I think that just completely threw you off, didn't it?
Jeremy, an old dude sitting in a tree. You're single.
I have a crush on somebody else, okay? I'm a little bit single even when I'm not.
Man. But anyway, Kevin Owens, he wants to fight Reigns now, but Reigns says in a completely calm manner, said, do I look like a savage to you? And I love that line because that is quite frankly how Samoans have been portrayed in WWE lore for years, to the point to where on EWR, the precursor of TEW, that is the actual gimmick name for the Samoans, is Savage in there. I mean, he says, no, I'm a gentleman. There's a lady present. Grow up.
The grow up line. Yeah. Oh. Killed me. Absolutely killed me. He just told this man to grow up. Fantastic.
And Matthew Mikofsky says, I like the nickname, but it's just getting annoying. You kept bringing it up over and over on that show. You chatted until we referenced it. It's in affection, my friend. And so is this review of this opening promo. This, they knocked it out of the park again from production. Like, I could have used a few less camera cuts. Sure. When couldn't I? I'm pretty sure at this point, Kevin Dunn actually directed that Rec-X and Effect video. You know, Shake Your Rump Shaker, that one? He definitely, that was him. Also, I sarcastically mentioned that to a WWE employee this week, and they said, did he really? The fact that they think that they didn't immediately go LOL or ha-ha about that. Man.
He may have. You don't know. What was the line that Kevin Quinn, the former senior editor, said, more is less with the directing, with the camera cuts there?
So I've reached out to him for an interview. I haven't heard back. I would love to do an interview with him or anybody else who happens to be watching this involved in production with WWE. Hit me up with some sort of identification in that regard, and I'd love to talk to you. But people asked him, like, what does Kevin Dunn say about all the zooms and cuts? And Kevin Dunn says, more is less. It absolutely isn't.
No, it's not. All you want to do is zoom, 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 and you boom, 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 Sean.
Oh my God. It's such a shame. Such a shame. But this opening segment just owned all sorts. It was really, really great. I loved it.
Set up, we got Roman and Owens at TLC now in a TLC match. I mean, you mentioned that you don't think Owens is going to win. I don't think he is either, but I do believe there's going to be those moments that we think Kevin Owens is going to win. Both these guys are that good. Roman selling the emotion of potentially losing, Kevin Owens selling the emotion of potentially winning. Both guys are that good to where I do think we're going to get that spot of, oh my God, Kevin Owens is actually going to pull this off. And then Jimmy Uso will come out and cost them the match.
And I'll talk about one of those hope spots that I'm hoping for as we get to the main event later. But we do have a super chat from Rob Wilkins who says, Lambert show didn't get better until he fired his imaginary agent. I think Belair missed her mark. Can you ask your source, Vinnie Mac, if I am right? Somebody missed their mark. Somebody missed their mark on the booking of Bayley. She has not won since August, Jeremy. She has lost 9 straight matches, and she's being built up, quote unquote, for the undefeated Bianca Belair. I don't care if Bianca missed her mark. No disrespect, Rob. That's not what I'm implying. Bayley shouldn't have been losing this match.
No, not at all. The story you can try to spin out of this is that Bayley can't win without Sasha Banks. The problem is they've not mentioned this once. They've not even like come close to touching on this. They're just having Bayley lose. And I mean, she got pinned quickly in that Survivor Series match. She was the first elimination to Peyton Royce. She's just out here losing every match. Losing to Natalya, who constantly loses, is not good at all. And then Bianca maybe beats Bayley. It doesn't do anything for anybody, Sean. Bianca beats Bayley. She beats a loser. Bayley beats Bianca. Bianca just lost to a loser. Nobody gets over in this. That's typically what happens in WWE.
And it's really frustrating. I always say predictable isn't bad if it's good. One, Bayley should not have been losing as much as she was leading up to the Sasha match, much less after that. Nobody should be beating Bayley except for Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks at this point. That's it. Those two people. It should be special to beat Bayley because for a year and a half, she was champion. And only Charlotte was able to get one up on her. It's so frustrating.
She's tapping out. She's not only losing, she's tapping out in like 3 seconds to Natalya. It's really bad.
When I saw that, I was like, what did I miss? Like, did I miss
What if they're building towards Natalya and Bianca? What if the match here instead of Bianca and Bayley?
Well, that was last week, so.
Did they do Bianca and Natalya last week? No, they didn't. Did they?
Yeah, Bianca last week. Yes, we covered it. Bianca mentioned it on commentary. She said it was an honor to be in there with an athlete as great as Natalya.
I think you're lying.
I swear.
No, she did beat Natalya.
She beat Natalya last week.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast, much less who Bianca Belair wrestled on last Friday's SmackDown.
Our friend Rafael Garcia says you're getting this super chat simply because of the Rec Accent Effect Shake Your Rump reference.
Yo.
Damn right, my friend. You damn right. Oh, man. I'm just so frustrated. I'm so frustrated about this. And Kevin Langhoff says, I have a feeling Bayley going on a losing streak and winning the Rumble. Another check mark for Bayley. The story seems be she can't win without Sasha. I would like that story. I would love that story to unfold. But yeah. Bianca's got to say it.
Somebody's got to say it. I mean, that's what I brought up is you can tell that story, but somebody's got to actually tell that story. We can't believe that the entire audience thinks that, oh, this is why Bayley's losing so much, because the entire audience is not going to believe that. They're just going to look at Bayley and be like, wow, she's just a loser. Just somebody say, you can't do this without, just have Bianca say it. Have Michael Cole say it. Michael Cole and Bayley's the big WrestleMania match. Have Michael Cole say it.
Yeah. Tyler, thank you for the super chat. If you got a question, type it in. We'll have the mods sort of let us know what's up with it. But yeah, it's very frustrating. I'll tell you what wasn't frustrating. This Pat Patterson tribute match, they wanted to do something fun. They did. This was like barely canon. It felt like a live event match or a dark match. And that's good. Right down to the Dolph Ziggler getting hit with everybody's stuff at the end. My only issue is, why are you pinning the Intercontinental Champion?
Is this a real question? Like, did you just come on here?
In WWE's mentality, oh, he pinned the Intercontinental Champion. That's a title shot. And I get it. Like, even on AEW, you got the Bucks saying, well, if TH2 can beat us next week, they'll get a shot. TH2 ain't winning that match. They're not beating the Bucks. I'm the guy from Reddit who leaks all the stuff. I'm Tino Sabatelli. That's who I am. but it's just like, man, pin Ziggler.
No, this is what they love to do, Sean. They just love beating people who are important.
Don't tell me no. Like, no, Sean, you're wrong. No, this is what they like to do. As if they're not wrong for burying everybody.
You're wrong for thinking they're going to do something different. You're the definition of insane, believing that something is going to change. They've been doing this for...
Is that really the definition of insanity, or is that an overused cliche that doesn't actually refer to the definition of insanity?
I don't know. Ask sports fans.
Oh my God.
Ask WWE fans, Sean, what the definition of insanity is. I believe it's truth. Like, if you just keep doing the same thing, believing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, you're kind of an insane person.
Tell that to the Red Sox.
Well, they finally won. What's the Red Sox?
1 year after Aaron Boone. 1 year after Aaron Boone, they won a championship.
Aaron Bleepin' Boone.
There you go. 1 year.
What does that have to do with the definition of insanity, though?
Well, sometimes it pays off. Sometimes you get what you need.
Yeah, sometimes insanity does pay off, but that doesn't make it any less insane.
I mean, it does. Yeah, if you get the result that you want, it shows that the investment. Yeah. Anyway.
You're still insane.
This match was fine. It was fine. It was good. Sure. I thought the ambient audio actually added to this match. Sami Zayn always being excited for a Blue Thunder Bomb gets me excited for a Blue Thunder Bomb because the move rules.
Anything? It does, but he needs to win with that. Why can't he win with a Blue Thunder Bomb? Why?
I agree. I completely agree.
Do you know where the Blue Thunder Bomb came from? Why it's named that?
Sasha Banks and Carmella backstage. There were people giving me shit for liking this. I liked it. I liked it because it showed growth in Sasha Banks' delivery. It wasn't the same old, because I'm the boss, Sasha Banks.
Wait, why are we skipping over Big E's entrance? Big E's new theme?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? You're insane right now.
Okay, so I'm going to have more on this on FightfulSelect.com because I got some exclusive news on this theme song, guys. So subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I also have some exclusive news on something I'll bring up later. But yeah, he's got a Wale theme.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. Been in the works for a while, from what I understand. But what do you think? I like the powder too. I like the new entrance from Big E.
I'm glad the chalk is back from NXT. Maybe he brings back the five. He's kind of been referencing it a little bit. Maybe that comes back in some capacity. But this theme,
he has mentioned that a lot of people like tell him to bring it back too, though. So I think that like he might not want to go back to the future on that one.
Yeah, it might just be like a little nod to the past without actually going like full bore with it, which is fine by me.
Sure.
The actual theme, like they've switched a lot of themes in the last month. This one is good. They have a lot of bad themes. A song produced by Wale, performed by Wale, is actually good. So
my close personal friend Wale.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it. I figured you would.
I mean, yeah. He Grammy nominated, you know, follows me on Twitter. So does P. Diddy.
No one just important so you, follows me on Twitter.
Just so you know. The Jam on Ryan B. Jam says, Sammy should have won. He's the current IC champ and French Canadian on a night you're paying tribute to the first IC champ and fellow French Canadian. I get it, but this was a feel-good thing too. If Sammy was a babyface, he 100% would have won this match, I think, for that reason. But I don't think they're going to do that on... They wanted a feel-good moment and a happy type of thing.
Why is Dolph Ziggler such an idiot and didn't just roll out of the ring when he was cornered by three men?
Like, WWE why? Heel. No, Jeremy. No. Why would they do that? That's not what they do. Not what they do. I just want to say, Blind Squirrel finds a newt nut. I think, Ray, what you meant to say was Blind Squirrel finds a Nutella. I think that's what you were going for. Trevor L says, why aren't they doing anything with the US and IC titles? They are. Bobby Lashley's about to feud with Riddle. That will be a sirloin beef sons of bitches feud. And I don't even think Riddle qualifies for the division, but it will be.
They're doing plenty with the IC title. We've got Brian in the mix. We've got Big E with the mix. Like the IC title is actually good. Sammy just loses.
Wild Boy says, is there a backstory to Diddy following you? Yeah, he picked me up from the scene of a fight outside of a county fair one time. It was amazing.
Diddy's your grandma?
But I legitimately think it's because of wrestling. But he has followed me for like 10 years. He followed me when I had like 500 followers.
Do you think he mistook you for Sean William Scott?
No, I don't think so. I didn't have the verified gimmick back then. Aaron Entertainment says Red Sox came back 3-0 to the Yankees in 04. There's a Blue Chew segue there as well. I could do really, really well with. Aaron Entertainment says, when are we going to get the Bailey versus Cole match? Never, unless it's like just for fun, like some like promotional hilarity type of thing.
They'll do it on the bump 1 week, probably.
Yeah. Reminder, guys, get those super chats in. You get your question or statement read on the air. Drew Nicholas says, many said that Big E needs to be the Rumble winner to face Roman at Mania, but after tonight, I almost feel it needs to be Jay. How can it not be Jay after this? The story is so compelling. It has been, but they've also done the match a bunch of times.
Yeah, I don't think you're going with Jay.
If they did this match one time and Roman was like, there's your shot, that's it, I would maybe do it, but I just can't. Who knows?
It seems obvious to me that they've like kind of cooled on Jay as like that spot. Like now he's there with Roman so he can be in the main event stuff, but I don't think they're going full bore WrestleMania headliner Jay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, there's a month and a half left. You never know what could happen. Anything could. But the Sasha Banks Bayley or Carmella thing, I liked Sasha Banks. I'm just so used to saying Bayley with Sasha. I like Sasha's delivery a lot more in this than I have in other interviews. It seemed like she's getting a little bit more comfortable, or at least was in this. I thought the back and forth was good. Sasha knew that that laugh was going to be used as a reaction by her stans, and I respect that.
I did not like the first part of this interview because it was, and they kind of poked fun at, oh, you're going to say you're the standard and the blueprint and the champion and the boss and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So I like that they at least poked fun at it a little bit. When it really picked up was Carmella wearing the towel around her shoulder, talking about, I just walked in the performance center, was better looking, did half the work, and was still better than you and was more popular than you. That's when the promo picked up. I thought Carmella knocked her part of the promo out of the park. I thought she was fantastic. Sasha, still, I'm not really rooting for Sasha. Like, that's my issue with her. Is she still just kind of the same person that I didn't like all year, and now I'm just supposed to root for her for reasons? So I'm still not sold on that. I wish Sasha had just been like, cool, I'm a champion, successful wrestler, and I'm in Star Wars. What the hell have you done? But they can't mention that on television, I guess.
They made Sasha's like last few months as anticlimactic as possible. Like, she was trying to get back to these titles, and then she won the Raw title. And it's like, well hell, okay. And then just her and Bayley pretty abruptly lose the tag titles. And they're like, all right, well, here's the title match. And it happens. And then the fact that Sasha had not successfully defended a title was just like mentioned in passing. After they built the rematch on that, mentioned in passing. So frustrating how they can do so well. And that's why it is so frustrating to see how well they do with a Roman Reigns thing. It's equal parts amazing and frustrating because you know they could do that with Sasha and Bayley. The story is there. It was ready. The story is kind of there with Carmella and Sasha. Sasha took Carmella's best friend, for the love of God, and rode to the top with her.
They ain't mentioning that at all. Yeah,
it's so weird to me. It's so weird to me.
Touching on that, the fact that they touched on, hey, we trained together at the Performance Center, was about as much inside baseball as you're going to get out of this feud. But they ain't touching that Bayley stuff. They should, because Carmella came back like at the end of the Bayley feud. So you should tie that stuff together, but they won't.
Terry Allen Jr. says, disappointing women's match, length of time stupid. Hey now, Terry Allen Jr. You know who Terry Allen is, don't you? That's Magnum T.A.'s real name.
Okay.
You know who Magnum T.A.'s stepdaughter is, don't you? You ain't fooling us, Tessa Blanchard's burner. You ain't fooling us. You're not going to bury all the women on our show. You're not going to come here, Tessa Blanchard, with your fake YouTube account and bury these hardworking women. It ain't happening.
Do you think,
investigative journalist right here.
Could we like hire Tessa? I don't know if anybody else is right now. Do you think we could?
Some news on that. Might have to talk to her soon. Might be a conversation.
You're about to. You're out here burying her right now. Yeah, true. She ain't talking to you.
Tyler said, hey, it's Tyler. Sorry, guys. That was my first super chat. Didn't know how to put the chat in. Thanks for the mulligan, Sean. Just want to send good vibes and make sure everyone's feeling good. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for sending super chats. Can't tell you how much that helps us, guys. Leave us a thumbs up as well. That really helps. It lets YouTube know that you like us when you comment as well. Aaron Entertainment says Fightful's next for MJF to review.
I'm trying. Yikes. So why can't we get Joseph to write a very nice MJF feature? Because you know,
he's reviewing the podcast, not the site.
I think he's like reviewing the whole like site.
I know it's
the podcast, but when he reviewed other places, he at least looked at the main page and saw what was on there. So if we have like a very nice MJF feature on there, you know, could work
maybe
out.
Do something interesting for a change then. I'm gonna write about it.
I'm really just trying to get Joseph to write this feature because I know he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
So if you get him to do it, I think it'd be funny.
His reaction when I asked him to write about The Undertaker was amazing.
I pitched this while we were doing the TEW stream. That's what I messaged you.
I'm gonna read off his reaction verbatim. Hold on. I said, can I conjure a Taker feature out of you? And he said, oh my. I'll have an attempt this week, but honestly, I don't even know at this point. LOL. We'll try, though. Definitely. He did. He did it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get him to write the MJF feature. Ask him, Sean. See his reaction for that.
I interviewed the man a few weeks ago. Go check that out instead, guys. So King Corbin is there to beat Buddy Murphy, and he's got some reinforcements. Cutler and Blake, if you guys are sitting here saying, where's Jackson Ryker? Well, head over to FightfulSelect.com. My God, guys, FightfulSelect.com. In about 48, maybe 72 hours, we have had news on Alley Cat, Jordan Oliver. We had news on a big Chelsea Green, Mickey James angle that was supposed to happen, and they actually filmed for. Vince McMahon being insistent on a show being filmed, a Sting to AEW, more on the AEW Impact partnership, what wrestlers knew about that deal. We're going to have stuff on the Big E theme. We're going to have lots of stuff over there. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I am so glad that Cutler and Blake are getting a crack at this. Ryker didn't even wrestle when they called them up, so they ain't missing anything with him. Good on these guys for busting their asses and getting an opportunity, but they shouldn't have been off TV for 6 months.
No, they shouldn't have. I mean, we know why they were, and then I guess they had nothing for them. I think being Corbin's kind of henchman is a good spot. For now, they can do kind of the bulk work with the tag team and stuff. I hope they should be using the tag team division. We will see, but everyone praises these two, and they're good workers. People are gonna knock them because of their association, and that's very wrong of everybody, because if you watch them work, they're very good. And like I said, everyone praises Cutler and Blake. So I'm glad to see them back. I don't know why Corey Graves and Michael Cole couldn't figure out who the hell they were when they first came out. It took them through the commercial break to realize who they were. I understand they have a hood on, but come on now. Like,
if I had my hood on, you'd be like, is that Sean? Is he hosting this show with me?
I wouldn't be like that at all, because I'm not a moron.
This is a good spot. As 8 Names Deegan says, I don't like Corbin, but I'm glad they haven't forgotten about the Suns. This is good for Corbin because he needed freshened up bad. And quite frankly, he needed a heater. He's got to do something else. Blake and Murphy needed literally anybody but Jackson Ryker. And from what I understand, they went to bat for him to keep him from getting
Blake
fired.
Blake and Cutler.
What is it?
You said Blake and Murphy. Blake and Cutler.
Oh, sorry. Blake and Cutler. They needed literally anybody else. And WWE likes Baron Corbin. So they're in a good spot. And them working with the Mysterios, that's also a good spot. And it brings another tag team to SmackDown, because having an extra tag team is never going to be a bad thing. I'm all for this. I'm all for it.
Corbin definitely needed it, because I think any type of king in this role, I guess he's still the king, like needs kind of like henchmen. It just works better that way. So, and they're good. They're good for that spot.
I completely agree. We have Valab that says, just being Corbin means Blake and Cutler will be on TV every week. It's a better deal than they had before. Yeah, it is. And Riker ain't going to do anything.
They don't need him. He wasn't doing anything before. He came out there and like pushed ladders and stuff. That's all I remember him ever doing, was the one ladder match where he pushed it.
Well, Corbin did get this win with the End of Days. I'm all for it. I thought it was really good. Brandon Charles Powell says, after what the Mysterios and Murphy did to Corbin last week, I don't really feel about them bad about them getting beat up this week. Is that wrong? No, WWE has had a real weird time booking baby faces.
Buddy Murphy's little cry on gimmick on his like fax.
Yes.
Did you know he's a Leo Mysterio's boyfriend, Sean? That is one of the Bud Murphy facts. This is big, big breaking news that they have on the little cry on gimmick there. They got his finisher. They got his name. They got his girlfriend. I hope that stays consistent with everybody. When Seth Rollins comes out, I want it to say Becky Lynch's husband.
Brian Moore says, thanks for the content, y'all. Love having opinions after every show for people who can't keep up with the weekly. Stay safe. Hey, that's what we're here for. Just chatting shit about some wrestling. Anakin says, what's the story for story time with SRS today? We have not gotten nearly enough super chats for that. For me to tell you all things that might possibly be held over my head, no thanks. Got some years left on my contract, but I don't feel that safe. Ray Callahan says, thanks for the Jordan Oliver interview. Joel's a cannibal. Wow. Well, yeah, check out that Jordan Oliver interview, guys. He's going to be someone you all are talking about an awful lot. He's put on a bunch of muscle over the pandemic, really filled out. He is going to be a big, big star. IG the King says, should the IC champ win the Rumble for Pat? Big E, they won't consider that. That won't even be a thing.
I think he should win the Rumble, but I don't think he's going to be the IC champ.
Yeah, same. Drew Nicholas says, Dom rummaged through Ricky Starks' wardrobe tonight. We will not talk about Ricky Starks on this show.
My best friend, Ricky Starks.
We have upset him enough.
He's my best friend, Sean.
Enough. Terrible. I feel like I missed Super Chat. Oh, Matthew Mikofsky, a.k.a. Old Dude, says, Sean, no, you're awesome. No matter what you say to me, you seem to think that, like, it's in anger or something. Oh, Anakin JMT says, it's $20 enough of a bribe? I don't know. I mean, no.
Wow, $20 and you're like, no, $20.
I mean, I've got a few street fight stories. I don't have that many. I was going to save them for a podcast. Me and Nikita Krylov fam were going to do it, but you're running me dry here. I seem to remember him knocking out somebody at a bar with a smooth overhand right while he was pasted drunk. I seem to remember that happening at a place called The Plaza, if I do remember correctly.
Could he make a knuckle?
An entire group chat was started over this. People saying $20 is $20. I'm on salary, guys. I don't get a cut of this at all. I might tell. Okay, I'll tell one since we'll have time. We're 36 minutes in. I'll wait till the end.
You've been bribed into this now. Just tell a $20 worth story. You see, here's what you gotta do, Sean. Anakin, my God, another 20.
All right.
Anakin, what are you doing?
Day K says, do you see Miz cashing in on McIntyre soon? McIntyre winning the Rumble again and challenging Roman Reigns on Mania.
No, I don't.
I could see them doing like McIntyre and Reigns at Mania, but I don't think that Miz will win that title. I really don't.
No, I don't see it.
And My wife is immediately saying, which story are you going to tell? The alehouse brawl or the time you beat up Casey? My God.
Well, now we know two stories that are on the table.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, they're interesting to me and my friends. I just don't think they'd be as interesting to the general public.
Yeah, but you know, the general public is just going to pop for whatever you say. You could lie.
I'd like to tell one about me getting beat up once. I got beat up once in high school, and it was pretty funny, honestly. But I feel like I need to save that. I need to. Somebody's saying, Casey, please. That one was pretty. People locally, Nikita Krylov fan can attest to what a little shit fart that guy was. Is still, I assume he's still a piece of trash. King Corbin's shelf life, which is worth a lot more than this. Because technically it was $28. Hashtag YouTube tax. Yep. Anakin JMT sends another one. He says, I'm on double time making 300. Hey, well, we haven't hit that 300 mark yet, my man. But we have Kevin Owens and Otis technically defeating Roman Reigns and Jey Uso. But there were a couple promos backstage. Roman Reigns basically telling Jey Uso, don't let your pride get the best of you. And Kevin Owens doing a promo and Kalisto with a fedora popping up.
What was this? I think the point was, oh, see, I'm nice to people even when they like interrupt my promos and whatnot. But what? This is the second time this week someone's done a little like we're live, pal. Gimmick, like what are we doing here? Are we just paying tribute to Sid? You want to see people pay tribute to Sid? Check out TEW Booty Pro Wrestling. We're about to put our world title on Sid.
Oh man, so this was weird. And I had people saying, "Oh, that had to be an accident." I don't think so, man. That doesn't happen on accident in WWE. That just doesn't happen.
No, oh, man. That was completely planned, and I don't know what the point of it was outside of, yeah, I think I explained it, of Kevin Owens is a very nice man. Even if you interrupt his promo, he's not going to beat the shit out of you.
I always wanted to see Fedor wear a fedora, so I could call him Fedora Emelianenko. But, yeah, that was fine, and Otis showed up, and it was okay. But initially, Jey Uso was out there fighting for himself, and they imply that's what he has to do.
Why did the referee ring the bell here, Sean? It was like Uso's theme played, and they didn't even give it time for Roman's theme to play.
There was plenty of weirdness here, because when Roman did come out, he starts beating the shitting turd out of Otis with the stairs. This is a DQ in video games.
And then the DQ they did later was far worse.
And Cole says, well, they weren't active or legal competitor? Huh? They weren't legal competitors. Does that mean I can take a slapjack and just beat the brakes off the other guy? There are tag ropes here.
Oh, it should work like that, honestly. That's how it does work in video games. You just run around to the other side, pull the guy down, beat him up so they
but
don't.
But not with the stairs. The stairs is the DQ unless you throw him into
it
the
is.
Stairs.
It is a DQ, as Joel Pearl found out last week. Taking 3 hours to play a tag team match.
You can throw people into the ring post. You can throw people into the stairs. You can put them through the announce table. But if you take the stairs and hit somebody with them, then that's it. You can use it as the environment. But yeah, I would love to do a referee series on this. But every time I hit up a referee about doing this, they get all antsy in their pantsy. They're afraid, oh, WWE might hire me back next week. I can't possibly do a series and expose all the rules of wrestling. So... man, I think it'd be a legitimately interesting series, but this caused
the Royal Rumble series coming out in January. Sean, plug that for you.
Yeah. So Owens gets guillotined by Reigns. Reigns just snaps when Owens beats him up, and there's a DQ. Owens gets beat up with a chair. One of my like hope spots, which I've been told is not likely, and I'll explain to you why later, Jeremy. Like with me and my catch wrestling coach, we would do a lot of matches. We would go to a guillotine spot. I'd do a standing guillotine. He would pop his head out, and without me touching the ground, he'd hook my head and do a fisherman suplex. Like, it's seamless. I would love to see that, but like on the top rope, Roman Reigns with the guillotine in, you do the fisherman's buster through like 700 tables at TLC. I think that's a good spot. I think it's a good spot. Like I'm just already dreaming up crazy shit that these two are going to do.
I think Kevin Owens is like crazy and creative enough to pitch this and try to do this.
Yeah, I think it's possible, but I'm very excited for this match, even though I know Roman's going to win. The journey there is really good. I don't know if I need a DQ every friggin' week in the main event.
That's got to stop. It wasn't a DQ last week. Kevin Owens just beat him outright. He beat Jey Uso outright, and then everything happened, right? Because I think I was complaining that it should have been a DQ. I'm right about this. I was wrong about the Bianca Natalya match, but I'm right about this. Someone in the chat, tell me that I'm right. That's all I want.
Well, I like this. How'd you feel?
I like this match. It was good. The Otis stuff. This dude is like just dead in the water, right? Like he was such an afterthought in this match, getting beat up with the stairs and everything. Just added absolutely nothing to this match. And then, but the finish was weird, calling it a DQ after everything we'd seen beforehand. So I didn't like that part of it. And the post-match stuff, I liked Roman beating the shit out of Jey Uso with the chair, because it showed that like, all right, yeah, this is my family. He screwed up. I'm beating the hell out of him. You know, what am I going to do to you? And Roman just saying like, we could have just made this about the title. Would have been fine. Could have made it about the title. Cool. You want the top championship. I understand that. That's business. You brought family into this last week when you beat up Jay. Now I'm going to bring family into this. I don't want them to do like Roman goes to Kevin Owens' house and stalks his wife or anything. But I like that aspect of this match, the family aspect. Give it a different layer to it.
Yeah, really loved it. There was some really good stuff on SmackDown tonight. I thought it was a good time. King Corbin Shelf Life said, no, Jeremy, it was a DQ. And you complained about how Owen should have won clean. Uh-oh. I just finished that video.
I don't know these things.
Jam One Ryan B. James says, Roman with his guillotine on KO in the TLC match on the top rope and KO reverse. The spot that I just said.
Yeah, you just pitched
through a table would be great. I mean, I legitimately will do that spot in my next match. Like it was something that I was hoping was going to happen in Tampa, not with the person I was going to wrestle, maybe friggin' Horowitz or somebody. But Anakin says Drew Nicholas also pointed out the last one was only 5 series. The other half would Kyoto do the ref series. He's doing a thing on ad free shows right now. So I doubt it. And I really like that series. I actually really like adfreeshows.com. They got a lot of great stuff over there. Legitimately one of the only podcasts that I listen to in my free time outside of like looking for stories and stuff are the Ask Conrad Anything shows, because I'm going to buy a house hopefully in the next couple years. He's got a lot of good advice. Oh, wait, that's what he already said. Nine Names Deegan says, did you run away from those fights? I want to hear about you getting beat. It'll cost a lot more to hear about me getting beat up. I mean, I've got plenty of like gym stories of me getting beat up, like training, like a lot. Fun. There are some very fun me getting my ass kicked in the gym stories, because like, especially looking back, which they weren't funny at the time, but they're funny now because my ego isn't bruised by it. I feel like there was another super chat about this, but
you get your ass beat every Friday night getting your ego bruised.
It has been, so he says, where's Melissa?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it was difficult to book her to beat me up. I was like, oh, I can teach her to do some spots real easy. I've done this 100 times with people. It was actually very tough to teach Melissa how to do like some basic stuff. I tried to teach her a figure four and I showed her how to put it on and she was like, ah! Hannah says, going to text the group chat so Corey can tell me more stories. I bet you're going to beat up. I don't think Corey's ever seen me get beat up. I saw Corey get hit in the face with a baseball once. He was taking batting practice, I think, or maybe there was something. Fun fact, Corey Cropper threw me a knuckleball one time and I didn't believe he could. And that is a humbling experience to be on the receiving end of, when you don't believe somebody can throw a knuckleball and you see the ball go from one end of your field of vision to the other. Aaron Entertainment says, which NBA Christmas games you looking forward to? I don't even know what the schedule is, but I'm going to watch them all because they're on back to back. But
yeah, I don't know what the schedule is either. I don't think like it's like a great slate for some reason.
I already did. Okay. All right. We'll do it. Hannah legitimately group messaged me and Corey and said, do you have any stories of Sean getting beat up? He's got one of me getting in, maybe. I don't know if he was there for that, of me getting into a fight with a guy and the guy punching his mom.
What?
That happened. Yeah. Should I tell that one? I'll tell that one.
Yeah, tell the
guy. I'll tell that one.
I've punched his mom.
I've got way more fight stories. Realize this is in high school. And there was this guy who would always, he would always like come around and he would like play basketball literally right around the corner from here. I would play ball with him and his brother and none of us were any good. We would just throw up trash and it would go in and it would get physical and we would talk our trash and it was like, whatever, who cares? Like no big deal, whatever. And I was dating a girl and he said something about her. And you know, when you're in high school, everybody's like super stupid and prideful. And they're like, oh yeah, well I'm kicking your ass now for saying literally anything about the girl that I'm dating. And he was happy to oblige. He was more than happy to fight 5'6", 110 pound Sean Sapp on the black top at the bus stop. So we get out there and like all of our buses would go to like one area. And I mean, everybody knows how bus stops work. All of his friends were on one bus and they're chirping at me. They're talking all kinds of shit. All my friends are on another bus chirping at him. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very classy, Jeremy. Very classy. Talking all kinds of shit. And we get there and we tussled around and nothing landed. I mean, nothing landed. This was terrible. It was one of the worst fights ever. Worst. It was so bad. Like, I never got to see it, obviously, but I can think in my mind that it was terrible. So somebody's coming over there and they're trying to break us up. And I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I'm too small and weak to get away from anybody. If this dude would have like known how to get his hips underneath me, he could have dumped me on my head. It would have been over. But he takes a big swing, and I mean a big swing. And I don't know if I ducked it. I don't know if I just stumbled out of the way, but he did not hit me, but he cracked somebody hard. And had he cracked me with this, I would have been done for. And I turned around and dude goes, oh, mom. It was his stepmom. It was his stepmom, bro. And if I was his stepmom, I'd have been like, man, my kid's about to whoop this boy's ass. I don't need to have anything to do with this. But maybe she thought my stepson's about to whoop this boy's ass so bad that he's going to catch a charge. Maybe she thought that.
He can't fight for shit. I better get in there.
What about her son?
Yeah.
Oh no, he was way bigger than me. He would have if he had
any idea.
It's
not about size, Sean Ross Sapp.
Well, when you're that age, maybe it's. I mean, if I had no idea how to fight either, there was no way. I'm telling you, if you saw me in high school, there was no way to mistake like, oh, that guy might beat up somebody.
Don't worry, mistakes that now.
I wasn't beating up anybody in high school. That was not going to happen. I had never taken any sort of class, anything like that. I was a rail. I was on Ritalin, stunted my growth and everything. But this dude cracked his mom and like immediately, and I could see my house from here. I just kind of turned around and walked off and I was like, man, that sucks. That sucks. And it just ended then. Like, we never had words again. I don't like the dude. He posts a lot of stupid shit on Facebook. But, I mean, that's to be expected. But, my God, he obliterated his mom with that. And I feel like she had dentures or glasses or something that flew off. I just can't remember what it was. But I just remember him going, oh, mom, I'm sorry. And I was like, damn, dude. I forgot about that until Hannah, and I can't remember. I don't think Corey saw that, but our friend Brandon did because he lived in the same area as me. Man, he got, that was pretty wild. Yep. Hannah M says always a story involving a mom. Oh my God. Did Sean get her Snapchat? Well, this wasn't Denise that I was fighting. I got her mom's Snapchat for sure. My God. And oh,
Denise is here.
Sorry.
Denise sucks, by the way. Denise is on these Monday shows just burying me, even though I'm very nice to her. And then she wants to apologize on Twitter. You turn us against each other. She believes you, even though you're a Kanye West fan. She turns against a fellow Swiftie and buries me. And then she's like, oh, we're friends again on Twitter. No, Denise, we're not friends again. I don't like you. You are my favorite.
I'm looking like my, as I mentioned to Jeremy, my wife is literally across the road doing a caregiving job. And I'm like, man, I don't even know if she knew that story. I'm not even sure if I told her that one. Oh, man. And that wasn't even the funny one I remember about me getting beat up in school, even. My God. Anakin says, Denise admitted to Luke Owens that she's the Grinch. Like I said, I got something for Denise on Monday. Wait and see.
I have a hot Christmas take. All right.
Okay.
All Christmas movies outside of Christmas Vacation are overrated and trash, and you should only be watching Christmas television episodes. There you go. That's my hot Christmas take. Christmas movies suck, Sean.
People are asking why Denise doesn't have a shirt. Denise is like, she's not a full timer here. It would be weird of me to be like, hey, person with a pro wrestling tees shirt or store. Here, we're gonna market you. Man, stop trying to steal my gimmick, Denise says. Talking to you about being a Grinch, Jeremy.
Oh, I thought she was talking to you. I didn't know what she was talking about. Man, what is your hair?
It's a mess. There you go.
I see this.
There you go. I got a brush. Well, guys, hope you all leave a thumbs up. He says, where's Joseph shirt? Joseph technically is also a con. Like, he's not full-time with us.
Get a distraction shirt. That's a full-time show, I think. Feels like it. We do enough of them. We produce enough award-winning content. Did you see our press release, Sean? We had a big media call.
Yeah, I did. But actually, maybe just so you guys know, what that was in – I hate to explain the joke, but there are a lot of people who probably didn't get it. MLW sent us a press release. And this isn't me trying to trash MLW. It's just – it's a fact. They sent us a press release with quotes and said, Cord Bauer held a media conference after MLW Fusion. And I'm like, no, we didn't. I didn't get an invite. I spoke to Gary Cassidy. Gary said, dude, me and one of my staff, we were just talking about that. Like, that would have been during AEW. That would have been prime Sting time. There was no press release.
And there were no media call at all.
There were these hilarious quotes like, Denise says, I got the invite. Denise, no, you did not get the invite. She gets invited to everything. She didn't get invited to the AEW call. She didn't get invited to...
She was not on the distraction media call. She was not on the invite to that.
And she's 0 for 3. She's 0 for 3. But there's a hilarious, hilarious spot where they're like, when will Alexander Hammerstone come back? And man, let me tell you, I love Alexander Hammerstone. I get along with the guy. They're trying to make him sympathetic babyface. That ain't easy. That ain't easy. He's a big sirloin beef son's a bitch. But Court Bauer goes, if Hammer could get back in there right now, Hammer would. He sounds like he should be like Bill Watt. If Hammer could get back in there, Hammer would. And I was like, I wish if that audio actually existed, I could apply that to Denise. Like if she misses a week. If Hammer could get back in there, she would. Oh, man. J.K. Schwal said, F yeah, Jeremy. Someone finally said it. Denise said it 4 nights ago.
No one watches that show.
10 Names Deegan says, here's a deposit for the Sean getting beat up story next week. Maybe. Maybe. It's not a very long story. But
yeah, I mean, you get beat up. That's the story.
Well, now that I think of it, he didn't really win in that situation. But
that a tease?
I'm trying to think of how many other stories I would have. I would have that one, Alehouse Brawl, as it's been come to known. Fella named Casey for sure. I don't think it's not really a fight. I had to throw somebody
stuff up. No, I can't really make stuff up.
That's not fun. That's not fun. Man. There are witnesses to these activities. Like, cause here's the thing. Nobody ever fights just by themselves. It never happens like that. It's always for for just people. You're training for your first match. Yeah, it'd be a story about me. That would be me making up stuff because it'd be me talking about how I got like three concussions, slapping my head off the back of a boxing ring. Oh, man. Guys, leave a thumbs up. Thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all. You all managed to make these 38-minute SmackDown reviews go full hour. Hannah says, that person you suplexed, well, it was last Thanksgiving, but he was just torched, and he was like 100 pounds and was just – it was just like a, hey, keep this guy from tearing stuff up thing. Short Sean and his tall tales. I was like 5'6" when that high school one happened. Oh, God.
Sarah's my new favorite person in the chat.
My wife says, Curtis and his brother threatening to beat his mom up. That was a good one. Those were our neighbors. So, yeah, okay. I've got a good month worth of stories here. If you guys get the super – I mean, we're sitting at 200 right now. We got to get this. We're trying to give Jeremy a raise in the future. Emma JG says, do either of you see the resemblance with Roman Reigns and Damian Priest? I mean, they could be brothers. Also, awesome podcast guys. Different ethnicities, but I see the similarities in them in how they deliver their lines, Jeremy.
Yes, sure.
I mean, I do. I see similarities in their delivery. I wish that they would treat Roman Reigns or Damian Priest a little bit more like Roman Reigns. I think that he's got some of the best offense in wrestling. Hot diggity dog. Until next time, guys, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.